I'm going to raise an issue that hasn't even been brought up this morning, and that regards the Electoral Trust being responsible for registering voters and then also for the voting process itself. And I think that Auburn University has a certification program that we run through the Election Center based in Houston, Texas, where we provide training workshops for people who work in the field of elections and registration all around the United States. And courses I teach are in voter participation and in ethics. And the registration system in this country and the voting system is extremely decentralized, extremely complex, and loaded with all kinds of administrative nightmares. And most people don't have the slightest comprehension of all that's entailed. So my question is, why give that kind of responsibility to the Electoral Trust? Why not work in collaboration with those who are already doing it? After we had the 2000 election, there have been numerous studies and reports about all the problems and all the simplistic answers about how to solve those problems. And there's been no consensus, really, on what should be done. So it just seems to me that the Electoral Trust ought to be dealing more with the substance of the initiative process and reviewing what types of initiatives we're going to pass and so forth, rather than getting into the administering of the election. And that's really, really complex, and you're going to really run into a lot of problems at the local, state, national level when you do that. And how does the Electoral Trust administer elections all the way from the local to the national level?
Let me respond to that, because that's a very heavy one, and we'll continue in a moment. If you go back in history, I have not found the evidence. I just have arrived at this conclusion interpretively. And that was that why did the anti-federalist, after the ratification, which was so close, cave in? Because, and of course, for every decade, the nation was under threat right up to the Civil War. Why did they cave in? I suspect it was part of the deal that was cut. You really don't have to worry, you states. We're going to go around you to the people with these conventions. But really don't worry, because we're going to leave the election up to you. And if you now look at history as it developed, you see that, hey, that's how you kept slavery in place. And then when that got overturned, that's how you kept Jim Crow in place. And now when you go to Florida and you see exposed to the world that we're not the democracy we beat our bosom that we are, because people are denied the right to vote. You go to a poor section of this country and you got the worst voting procedures, the worst equipment that you could possibly have. You think that is an accident? It's not. It's on purpose. You think that politicians, when you believe them when they tell you, I want to turn out the vote, we want to turn out the vote? Hell no. They're saying, I want to turn out my vote. Not your vote, my vote. This game playing that goes on across the country at the precinct level, at the state level, at county level, is horrific. And now we're not touching that. But we're saying that just for initiatives, we're going to register everybody in the country for life, and that you and I, Krista, if we want to have an initiative in wherever we are at, we call the telephone, we call the Electoral Trust, say we want to have an initiative. Now, all the Electoral Trust has to do at that point in time is, because everything is on a database, and you can just have an easy election. Now, we haven't even touched the election process. You're all thinking in terms of ballots. Stop and think how terrible it was in Oregon. 26 initiatives plus all of the people standing for office. The book that they sent out was 348 pages. Now, well, that is absolutely ridiculous. We have never done that in the Congress. We have never pitted one issue against the other in the Congress. You vote seriatim. You vote on this issue up and down. You're done, you vote on this issue up and down. This game playing that's done out there to thwart the will of the people is just horrific. And we have a way to solve that. But you got to focus on the problem and then focus on the possible solutions and the options. And I got to tell you, when the American people see how easy it's going to be to vote for an initiative, I got to tell you, Katie, bar the door on this power that exists down in the precincts with the partisans who really sit over there and work their will. And without a check, I voted and you have to. Walk in, sign a piece of paper, two elderly people there, don't even know me. I just signed my piece of paper. My name was there before it.